se llama la Grecia. Toma Shmuel Vishmei Delevi, we read that yesterday. Chutei Tene Potem Bishol Pishna. Yibroa Lishol Pishna Maas Yiftu Bishol Tene. There Bishol Pishna Mu the Potter that came in the Tcheles Potter Olav and Ani Potter. Ava Pishna Mitzem Olav. O Dilma came in the Chtiva Shuba Shat and Tema Pishna Miyachon Dilma Tafa. Loshna Tema Bishna Pishna, Loshna Pishna Mitzem. Loshma Adam Rav Kwam Rav Yudha. Chutei Tene Potem Bishol Pishna. Bishol Pishna Potem Bishol Tene. Chutei Tema Pishna Potem Bechol Mokom. Vafila Bishiroi. What does Shiroi mean? A different kind of a material. Not Tema, not Pishna. Nonetheless, Achiv the Oraisa, presumably talking about the Russian the Oraisa. He's learning that Shah, meaning cotton, for example, Chayim and Atorah could put it to where it is, and he could put Tema or Pishna on aside from cotton. There's three choices by cotton. Cotton, Tema or Pishna. Or whatever's Oraisa. Well, clearly have Nachman. Some have Nachman, as she roi and Pshurim and Atitris. I, we know Chayav means Midrabonim. Midrabonim. The Machlokes in the Gemara, whether they Chayav Midrabonim and Shaminim, or Yechayav Midrabonim and Shaminim. That's a Machlokes. Fine. Okay. And the Gesura goes on a bit. But because there's the Russia of Rabbi Yishmael, that Sandbag is the only time of Pishnim. Others say no. Other materials as well. It's a machlokes. And we'll see who's the machlokes out of Paskin too. Let's open up quickly to the Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Tess, Siv Bey, see what it says. We'll get to later, the Machlokas Mechav and Ramah, good as the Machlokas and Rishonim, we pass on the Shaminim and Zarayt to the Rabbanim. The base, Sitzo Shal Pishnim, O Shal Sema, Rechelim, Pochim, Bechol, Mine, Begodim. Okay, so you have a cotton garment, you can wear either cotton, or wool, or leh. Chut mi Shal Pishnim, Le Sema, O Shal Sema, Le Pishnim, Bezman Azeh, Le Lekat Chelet, Le Shehem, Kil Ayin, Shatnet. So when you have chelet, all right, you have no choice. That's what the chalotah says. But now that there's no longer chelet, we don't have any chelet, we can't take any chances, so we know how to do it. The yeshom v'shalolato tita shal pishtem klal are people b'shamina v'hokinog. But you have only two options in your cotton tita, either in your cotton garment, either cotton or wool. You cannot use linen. Why can't you use linen? Why? Why? So the Mishnah Bruins and Kodem Chesed were afraid of using the garment is made from cotton, but it's really made from wool, and you run into a problem of kalai. So there's a low plug, they said, don't use linen string. Finished. The Taz in Sif Cotton Dalit says, Gozru Chute Pishton Osu Beget Pishton. This letter of Benatala Zachumra. You shouldn't use a beggar pishton at all, with any string, somehow, you just can't have it. That's the sugyan of men. So that's a kind of a gzeiro, it's also a minhagim sort of. And the Bach starts off with what we have to discuss a little bit more at length, the Hagot Maimini. Can I have a Rambam here? The Hagot Maimini says, and we don't know exactly what he says and who even, thank you very much, in Perek Gimel, in Hilchos Tittus, Shifkot and Vav. We think we know everything. We think everyone knows. That's how I thought I knew. Everyone knows. Tema and Pishtim is the right that can take care of anything. Right? Either Tema alone or Pishtim alone. Of course, with the right that you have to add Kalas, you have Kalas, you have Kalas. No Kalas. You can have four strings of Tema, you can have four strings of Pishtim, you can have four strings of cotton. You know, even cotton is a chiv the right, and you can have Tema Pishtim on. No, it's devolving. Any garment, let's talk on levels of Raisa. Any garment, which means either wool or linen or potentially cotton, you can have either wool or linen, either interchangeably, right? Or wool or linen for cotton, or cotton for cotton. That's why I thought that I can argue with this. That's why I was, there's nothing to argue about. Push it, no? All of a sudden, there are other shitas which seem to disagree. Okay. Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, Hine Mori Rabbeinu Sheyich Yamali. Kuzumit the Marami Wittenberg. Hod Arminan Samar Pishtin Kotin Ben Menina Ben Shalom Amina. Hailadavka Yachtov. Ah. Yachtov. Together. Lefichach Nogu Lats L'Talitha Shal Meshi Tita Shal Meshi. See what's going on? This is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. The kitzah, if you're wearing a talus cotton of cotton with scissors of wool, that suspect many of you are, l'choira, according to this reading of the Hadas Mayim, the name of Rabbeinu Sheikh, which means the Maran, you're not Yosef. Who says that Semer and Pishta work for cotton, yes, together. Of course, we can't do that because we're on the tail. So it's not of cotton. Cotton garments, cotton strings. That's what the topic is saying. I don't see any way how to... It's a short quote. I'll read you again. Hod, Arina, and Samar, Pishtim, Potrim, Bain, Bemina, and Bain, Shalom, Bemina. Hainu, Davka, Yachto. Well, the Fichach, Nodu, Lassus, La Talitha, Shal Meshi, Tidha, Shal Meshi. How else do you read it? Unbelievable. I was shocked. So that's the case of Otai. When Ramah says, Yesh Olamish lo lasos tita shal pishtam klau, afila b'shaminim, what does he really mean? It's mind-boggling. He uses the word pishtam. But the bas, do you know what else he means? Not only can you not use pishtam, you can't even use what? Ah? Semer. Danish, whatever. It's artists, so we're using all the time. We're buying and paying good money. Stolen SOI farm sale. Still no good. With the badats with everybody else on it, it's still no good. That's what seems to emerge in this hydraulic minority. It's just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. The Grah seems to say this way. The Grah here says, and this is a cotton dollar, on this din of, on this Ramah, the Grah says, that's what Ramah says, ein lasos shum tzitzis mipishna afilo v'chule, the betala shal pishna on ein lasos klal, uva shal tzemer osa mishim kalayim, v'chein d'shaminim d'yev shal asa d'shalom elashneim yachad l'zidan osa, v'adin d'ein lasos shal tzemer ela v'shal tzemer. So why do Ramah mention pishna? Lo nokat pishnim ela v'shum d'ein lo l'mokom v'lushum talim. So the Ramah says that you shouldn't use pishna because you can't use it for anything. This is the myth. Can't use it for anything. Because begat pishtan, the rabbi in the times we know how to use. Begat stem is kalayim. Begat kaf, after you stem a pishtan yachtov, vayta kalayim. The pishtan is disqualified automatically. No way can any of the linen string. Period. But a corollary of it is, you can't use a wool string for a cotton garment. As I said, grow. That's what I'm saying. It's all. Till they ploy him. The grow himself didn't keep his this. The grub, so the hell is a grub, we will get to later, he wore cotton abra conference and he wore woolen scissors, kayasua. But the hell is over? Yeah, got a question. Oh, see, so you waited long enough, the grub gave it in. And this is cotton down. Fine. So then I saw about I, that's not so simple. The grub and the bach put together this agos maimini with a sheet of the Baal Ha'itur. Okay, let's open up to the Rosh so we can see the sheet of the Baal Ha'itur together. Simmons, what you're saying? Here we go. Ubala Yitzhar Zal. It's a rather long quotation. The Kitzur, to make it very brief, there are those who maintain that the Bala Yitzhar and Agos Maimon are saying exactly the same thing. That the Bala Yitzhar also says the same Shita, that you require Tzemer Upishtim Yachta for Sharminis. However, the Malbin is very important over here. I wanted to bring it brief with your attention, the Kitzur Nimitz of a lengthy discussion in the Malbin. It's just is very important. There's no way out of it. If you don't got the Malbin, you see, we're finished. The Shita Shlishi says the Malbin, Ushita's Bala Iter, quoted by the Rosh. After the time when that's Kaelas Enem Akevas the Love on, Haina Shita and Sena Love on the Mokum Sena Tavu at Kaelas, the Love and Kedino. In other words, if you hold that the chiyuv of katan is derabbanan, the mela you can use whatever you want. But, if you hold it's oraisa, what's the bottom line? If he's borrowed, he actually, she put the befalaminim rak betitza shel tzemer, o shnei chutin mimino, u shnei chutei tchelet. You know what's going on? You have to have a choice. Either you have what? Tzemer, or two of its men and two of tchelet. Now, Rabot says that this is a different shita. This is a shita which maintains the faker. Tam al khar will work, so we're okay. We have constant with woolen strings, or it should be okay. The problem is against the Mefurish Gemara. And the Mefurish Gemara of Memon Manal, the one Manal says, Zermishim Kala Ilan, Kalina is a fake tchelet. And I went to the tchelet factory, they showed me Kala Ilan. They also claim they showed me tchelet. We'll get to that. The loyal love on the words of Kleila, no worse than white. Well, Mishani came under Epshav and Mino. He could have used Mino, he had no right to use the love on of wool. Ushitaso says the Malva against the Ether, but he Epshav and Mino. He said, Chutim Uchwachum Yosafim Yisemer. So the whip quotes Gemara against the Bala Ether. Ulamanity Pirish Jerry Agamara Mitshubas Hanasi of Yitzchak Bays Bays. Who's Bays Bays? Anybody? Peshut Tmim Dayim. Shigamu Dorach Vedarach Balaita. Upirish Jerry Agamara Beofen Zeh. The Behemeth Afagav Dishnei Chutei Lovin Shav Tzemer Boyim Bimokam Tcheles Mikomagom Einam Mamish Ketcheles of Kalai. The Alpha got the love and shall tell him what the Pishnan, the Dafim at Chelet. The Migu, the Chelet, Potter, love and Ami Potter. You have Chelet. So you can already put in the western and white of the wool and the garment too. Have a low and love on our bottom, welcome Chelet. For that, I want to talk about this carefully. The outside there, she Yitche, our love on the Vado, Mitzah, Mitzah's love on the Kalai. If that were true, Omer. Hey, my dad should be mean a lot to show Pishnim. Etc. So that means that the Gemara is only going if the Gemara is not correct for Halacha. And then he tells you to look in the Rif, which is quoted by the Rosh, who said, the Chazinah is mitzvah of Vosah, the Asher, the Nirmei Chutei Pishnim, the Talash of Pishnim. You can't put Pishnim on Pishnim.
It says, these Rabbonim, lo yadi mai kami Rabbonim. I don't know what they're talking about. It quotes the Gemara of the Befevish Makeres, that it's Mutter, and quote of the Rif, which is found in the Rosh as well. They were great people. The Chalilah Shiyitu B'Dorah B'Posh Kazeh, but they hold like the Yitu. The Af, the Oth, the Love, and the Vado, Eino Yote, Ela, the Oth, the Shnei, Chutin, Shal Temer. With Nei Shiyah, Shtiru, Gulilah, the Vem, from the Gemara she just saw. The answer to the passage you just gave, it's not an Askana. This is what the novels have shot in the Bala Yitu sheet. What do we do with our cotton stitches, though? What do we do with our cotton out of cotton? What do we do? Big problem. So the Maran, again, the Maran, it says that only Tanapish and Yaakov pop the Shaminin. But if you make all four from Tanapish off from Pishtun, it's no good. So the Maran is quoted, by that God's mind, Rabbeinu Sheyichya. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Brura, when he advocates everyone should wear wool beged for talis cotton, doesn't just say because it's Aliyah fulfilled in Daraisa, which is a question. Ramal says it is it. Does he want to be Yoto L'Choladeus? Because of course, this one day, as that God's mind, he if you have a cotton garment with woolen tissue, not only you're not Yoto in Daraisa, the Chi of Daraisa, you're not even Yoto at all. You should be using cotton string. Says he quotes Elio, Rabba asks the Kasha from the Shubat Maram, which is exactly the reverse. But if you put all four wool, strings of wool, then it would be good for a cotton garment. So I looked up Elio Rabba. Elio Rabba claimed that our God, Miami, I think if I understand, he got it wrong. He didn't record his Rebbe's Shita accurately. As the Maram Wittenberg never said that Stammer is no good for cotton garment. I want to indicate. Assume that cotton garment is all right. The Rabbonim say, hey, Mama, hey, Mama, no problem. But the way that I go, Maimon is saying it's cotton garment, it's chayav, it's alright, so you have to wear cotton, you can't wear wool. Only wool and linen, which we can't do wear because we don't have any chayav. So that's not true. To get to Mefurish of Chuvat Maimon Rutenberg. To be a Gedola Benal, Mahagos Maimon Shekotum came to Shem Maimon Rutenberg. Or the Chuvat Maimon Rutenberg, Simon Topman Dal Kosov quote, the Titus shall Pishtan, the Talos shall Shiroah and Lomahani. Change that Konos bin Konos. But Torah still scared us to handle Samer. I will sit his law on my Torah. Vodam a gedirem takavach mehen heinu biyachat shnei sechutei tchelet. I will hecha de iya shavahatul shnei miyachat shkol mezidan. And last I'll sit his ela o Samer b'ksiv sil tchelet o mimino k'diksiv a Konos bin Konos. End quote. The Zedish, we got it wrong. So my Rami Rutenberg said you can't use Pishtun by itself. But Tana by itself, he never said there's nothing wrong. He never said there's a problem. That goes, Maimonides simply misquoted the Rebbe of Anna Rami Rutenberg. Because it sounds clear, we read it together. I read it twice, I read it a third time. That goes, Maimonides said the name of Lori Rabbeinu Sheyichya. Hod Aminan Tamer Pishtun Potem Ben Mimin Reish Lominan Hainu Dafel Yachtov. The novel asks for Talitha Shal Meshi, Titha Shal Meshi. I mean, nothing is untrue. But the clear impression which is conveyed that we use Meshi doctors, not only can we not use Pishtun, we can't use Samar either. All that means that Samar Pishtun Potin is unadopted Yasa. What he really means to say is that Pishtun works only together with Samar the Pasha. But Samar itself can work by itself. I can never get that out of the another. Technically speaking, it's not a lie, what's written in here, but it's certainly very misleading. And therefore, the Elio Rabba says, Mocham, Mocham, and Ichul, is Gader. That's the torment. Who would chew us around is Takhu, Einai, Bedivri, Atur. That's what it means. You shouldn't use Pishtan alone. But Pishtan only Patna Shal Pishtan, the Torah writes. And no one was talking about. The Beis Yosef, the Bach, no one knew. Pirushim Rabim, the Chukim Atzumim, the Divrei HaTorah. The Hinichu Limoko. The Torah is like the Maram, as we are the Shabbat Maram. It's his father's Rebbe. So therefore, the bottom line, according to the Eli Rabba, is that Sema certainly works by itself for Pishtan, which we can't do, for Sema, which we of course do, and for Kav, which we of course do. So only Pishtan, which doesn't work for other minim, not for Pishtan, because we don't wear better Pishtan at all, our minim, not for Sema, because of Kavayim, and not for Kav, because according to the Mara. This is a big, this is a very important breakthrough which the Eli Rabba made. I think it's, just looking from the source that he quotes, it sounds right. Okay. So therefore, that consideration is knocked off, that the Mr. Brewer quotes, that the Repulskin will say, not to wear cotton beggars because you're going to end up with the wrong kind of stitches. The woolen strings don't work for cotton garments, although there is such an implication of the Hagos Maimini and the whole world tumult about it, but the passion is just not so. If you look at the Maram, it's just not so. Okay. So what in fact is it then? So the Mishnah Brura tells you, still, aside from that, I have to be honest, that's only one consideration, Rabbi Osai. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Siman Tes, the very beginning. Aim chayev etzitzman ha-torah ala-beged pishman ol-shel-tema rechelim ha-vabig b'sha-aminim en-chayav m'tzitzman ha-lamad-rabonim. Mechad, ramo, v'yashav m'dekulu chayav m'dor-raisa. So how can you do so? Taisus. Amo, chach nash, I thought it was enough for the taisus. Passes away, beferish. So it's an aldaf. Says it beferish. That's the mashmoh to the Gemara. The Beis says it's all pilpul. Where did I get it from? So it's passing the other way. Okay, we won't go into that. My Askemina, Zok Mishna Bruhus of Kotten Gimel. Askemina is, Yosef Roy, Lassus Stegat, Shri Yosef Roy, Minato. More Kedaita, wear wool as opposed to wearing cotton. That's the main not Kavina. Quantum Ramah, you can wear cotton, same thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah of cotton, hey, despite the fact that it was unequivocal, and to talk Yilchusa, that the cotton is all right, so nevertheless, Yirei Shemayim Yachma Alatma Lochash Ladeh Rishonah to make a garment of Tzemeh. Rivachayim and Atorah L'chulia. Yirei Shemayim, okay. Even though our Ramah was also Yirei Shemayim, you know. And he says, no need to it, but there, I guess, whatever. Okay, other Yirei Shemayim. Fine, good. Instead, cotton Rabbi throws in what I told you before. Habach Kosef came and there's Poskim HaMachmir and Bezer. Shalom Lassus HaFil HaSizim Shal Tzeno L'Shar Minim. Came and Shein Amino Kibub HaBeis Yosef. That's Zagos Maimini. Therefore, Lo Yavar HaPal HaTalos Tzeno V'Tzitzis Tzeno. V'Olam Noag and Lassus Tzitzis Shal Tzeno L'Shar Minim. That's what we have. We said to Elio Rabba, Gam Ken Kosef Yishlohotel Bezer, as we just read. Chenash HaBeteh V'Maitse Rav. The Red, the Vilna Gaon himself wore a talus cotton of cotton. The question, of course, becomes why? The Vilna Gaon was not an eye. It was Medasa in the Mitzvah. So the blue book is just four separate and distinct reasons why the Gro wore a talus cotton of cotton. The first is a shadow of Kalayim. So they used to wear linen undergarments. And the Gro had chumrus and of Kalayim. That wouldn't apply to us. We don't wear linen in any of our garments, to my knowledge. That's the first. We quote all the sources. The second one is, look, he wore a talus cotton all day long. Get it the right all day. So you want to have a derabbanan too? I know, that's an interesting shayla. I can have two derabbanan. You know, I can have, you know, I have this chocolate ice cream and vanilla ice cream. So I like vanilla better. So now there's two cups in front of me. Should I have two vanilla? Should I have vanilla and chocolate for variety? Ah! And I thought that the grower has the variety. That's what it sounds like. You have to, that's what it sounds like. You already had the derabbanan. You have the derabbanan too? Again, this wouldn't help us. We don't want to talk about it all day. The third shot, he wants to be the fire thing to prove to the world that he can fulfill the mitzvah with cotton. No, no. We're not big enough people to be far from it. Who listens to us anything? Right? The fourth, though, is very interesting. The fourth reason is that talus cotton is an undergarment. And undergarments in those days were made from cotton and they weren't made from wool. He wanted his pakeret, he was mocked with the doctor, the chumra, doctor to wear cotton to Abakan. So you wear cotton on the shirt and the cotton Abakan. Well, call it for linen on the shirt. But not a woolen on the shirt. We had a linen overshirt. I'm not sure what was left. I want the linen under or over, whatever it is.
In other words, you want to make it as normal as possible. You want the garment to be a normal garment. And a normal garment, that part of the body, should be cotton. That's it. You have a doctor wear cotton. So, they're different than Hagim. I'm not saying what to do. As long as you're closer with Yiras Shemayim. Yes. Right. Okay, could be. Right, you can go for Pshara. Okay, simple Pshara. Fine. What is the linen? There's a sugya and Menemar Alpha, Satin Bechitin. Famous sugya. Famous, world famous sugya. The bottom line, without going into all the process, is if you take a look in the Rosh in Simon, Yud Zayin, just to be very, very quick. Gonna just this endless here, but Rabbi Natan claims that according to Beis Shammai, as we pass like Beis Shammai in this respect, you can't wear a linen garment with any kind of specific. Nothing. Can't do it. That's part of the Gemara's made Xera. They made Xera. You're afraid that you will put on a linen garment with a woman tissue. So therefore, they made such a Xera. We pass like Beis Shammai. This is a state of Rav Amram. We pass like Beis Shammai in sixth place. So this is one of the places we pass like Beis Shammai. Yes, the Rosh concedes. The zero at a time. Xera Chokahi. The Gazu Bemino Otu Tchela. The Tchela Gufa Xera Shemi Yikra. If you want Tchela, it would be good. Written like a Tchela So Shaikan a Xera. Lachemo Machisi Banshe Svarad. She Misatri Vitala Shal Pishton. She Lola Harpot Mitzvah Tzitzit Viyodam. How do you like that? The Rosh came from Germany. And he had Rabbeinu Tam. But the people who moved to Spain, they wore linen, they let him wear it. The Mechaber has a Sivot. Yes, Omen. Shem Latos Talos Shal Pishton. Af al pishe al loch kein yirei shemayim was a big shemayim yirei shemayim yetei as kulam v'otah talah shol tzemer v'mechelim v'chayim v'tzitzim v'atobri titfuk, and you shouldn't use the linen garments with any tzitzit whatsoever. So that states, but that's only a chumrah. Yev shal as rak v'talah shol pishtan mutav shiyas v'talah shol pishtan v'tzitzit shol pishtan v'shi is bat v'mitzit tshuva t'rosh. This is similar to what we saw in the Russian Simon Yuzayin as well. Fine. Good. So Rabbi also has turned our attention now to that Mem Amud Beis. Okay, Mem Amud Beis. Here the Gemara talks about if you have a garment from one material and the kanaf, the corner, from a different material. And the Gemara says, he shall beg of the kanafer shall or chayevet. That's what we pass from the dina. It depends upon the main garment, either or is potter. But if the main garment is made from wool or cotton, and even though the corners are made from leather, you would be chayav. But there's one thing we see from this more clearly, that or is potter. Or is potter. That means up in the Gemara before us. If you look in the Mishnah, in the Shulchan Aruch, we quote this in Simon Yud, Sif, Talit. Talit shall beg it, the snafer shall or chayavet. In other words, he shall or shall chayavet, shall beg it, ptura. So the Mishnah Brewer there calls the Tzitkotten Yud Aleph. The Or Potter Afilu Medirabanon. The Eno Klau Bechlau Beged. Why is Or Potter? It's not a beged. What does it mean it's not a beged? What does that mean it's not a beged? What do the words mean it's not a beged? How do you understand that? He says in the bottom, who said so? The Levush. You cast Levush. But the Levush doesn't really say just as though it's not a beged. The Levush explains why it's not a beged. It's not nerag barigo. A beggar is woven and a leather comes in a flat piece. You take the skin, the leather off the animal, and there you have it. It's not considered a beggar. A beggar implies a riga. This is the Levush that's shot. Or a hashuk, what's a pasuk? Lu, balkaris, and a furish a pasuk. Proving that or is not a beggar. Oh, beggar the or. There it is. A furish a pasuk. Oh, beggar the or. Deminah. That or is not considered to be a beggar. Could be the reason it's not bariga. Could be. And others say it's eno maise odom. Leather is not made by a person. It comes by itself. Kodesh Baruch Hu made leather. He made animals. And animals have skin, and that's automatic. Nafka mina. Tremendous nafka mina. Polyester. Polyester. What do you have? You make people have a synthetic garment, and they use it for arba cosmos. If it's a question of eno maise odom, so polyester is a very major mitzvah. If it's a question of obeged or cases. It's not all. What if it's a question of Nerach? So Tzvi Pesach Frankenhardt, Tzvi depends. If you have, I don't know much about making polyester, but if, he said, if you take a, I don't know how you do it. I don't know about anyone, any Torah Mada mix here, any scientists here? Nobody. Yeah? Out of what? What do you mean? How did the container? It wasn't made by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who was it? Chemicals. They throw a bunch of chemicals in, right? And it, I get the impression from looking at the poskim, it sort of comes out of, how should I say it? Leather-like. Like in a big thing. And then they can spin it out and make it into a garment. So see, present facts like this, if I understand correctly, in Hatzvi. We have a Hatzvi here. It's, you'll see if we have it in our Chaim Chalik Aleph. If you would take this polyester, a flat piece, without weaving, you would be potter. It's a little bush. But if you do it the way we have it now, they have this flat piece, and they take it out with some machine that comes out into this little thread, and then they weave it, then it's Chaim and Tzitz. She takes a frag right. If it's woven. So they have a cord, if I understand correctly, regular polyester would be chayim. But the fishnet, you see these guys have the fishnet sitters, have you seen that? Never saw that? Oh, it's whole. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they have polyester also. Am I correct? Am I know? But I don't think it's woven. They just take, you know, they pull the string out, they put one in the net, they make a net. Oh, yeah, they have a tennis net, you have a fish net, and you have sitters, you know, yeah. So either according to the place of fact, that will be put according to the sheet of Maise Odom, that would be chayev anyway. Rav Moshe Paskins, even if you take the polyester and you make it into threads, it's potter anyway. Why? Because you didn't need an arigah. Because you had a migu. You could have, the other, you could have taken the whole flat piece of polyester and made it into a garment. You know, you chose to make threads out of it and weave it. You didn't have to. You didn't have to. It's like if it took leather, and I made, what do you call it, lanyards? No, I used to go in camp. They made from leather, but you know, you make a gun out of a lanyard. That's also part of the situation. Because you decided to make it, you had a big piece of leather, you wanted it in the calcum, and the taka, it's dial me up with the kilku with the ticker, it's exactly the same thing. So it's not considered bariga, and therefore you'd be part of, according to Rav Moshe, Igris Moshe, Chelik Beis, Simen Aleph. You call it so, that Benjamin Zilber, and the Oz Nidrus is no. Not exactly accurate. Now when it comes to leather, which normally made without an ariga, so you decide to make a lanyard, so in butler dice, say no canal will say a puzzle. But polyester, the normal thing is to make it ariga. I could have made it without, who cares? You could have made it without, it's not bad for a car. It's a fishnet, which is somewhat of an aberration. That's what he says. But mice, alakala mice, I don't see any reason why I have to make it over here. When Moshe says that we shouldn't use it, finish, end the story, you cut it, when you tell the answer. That's all. You want to use wool? That's over my noise. Okay. Huh?
Why do they sell it?
Because if Tzvi Pesach Frank said it's okay, the Rabbi Lutz said it's okay, he's the chief rabbi, so they said it's okay. I can't fault them for selling. Let's go. Tyson's Mishum Ksus Gladys. The Gemara has a discussion over here about why you shouldn't be using the Nature of Zeris, about they're afraid to be over in the Eastern Kalayim. I asked the Lachos, we're afraid they won't have the key, I say, how? Either something's going to be ripped, or Shemeshim Ksus Glad. It's a very important type. Very important. What does it say? Rabbi Natan Pirish Techein Ikon. The Yisra Pek Mavon Adligin. The Pasma Ksus Laila is Pasma. Pasma Ksus Shemesh. Laila Labs Man Titzesu. Fine. Wasn't so posh. Apparently there may have been certain times we showed where they have argued to get the impression. He spent so much time trying to prove what we think is an obvious point. Nafkamina, are women chayim and tzitzis? Well, I forget to take more of Ben Gimel. We'll get to it. But that's a big nafkamina. Is it Van Gerab or not? So we pass again like this. It's very important you saw in the time. Don't have any time. I forgot the ksus yom chayim afilu b'layla. Who ksus layla pot afilu b'yom. The function of the ksus, as the Russian appears in the Gemara. Ksus layla, ksus yom. Not day and night as such. Mikoma go mikri shaper is man grama. Shayom gorem lechayev amalbush. Leaves us a little bit unhappy, no? Watch that yourself. The yom makes it into a psus yom, and then makes it, I don't know. It's not so, it's such a gavaldic asvar. I don't know.
Tosefta, you know, depends upon the Ksus, the Cheft of the Ksus. Nonetheless, this is Zman Grover. The Pasha says the Mishkan of Yaakov, right? The fact that Zman Grover proves the Rambam is right. The Rambam, as they saw in Devich Hamun, Rambam says that you're Chayiv by day and you're Potter by night, nothing to do with Ksus. Normally, yeah, Ksus Lila, you wear a night. I think, why is Ksus Lila? We want to listen to Lila Labs of our sisters. And Zman Grover, two liars. That it depends upon day and night, literally. Don't be serious, Shalom. You be shown in the kiddush in the Beit Yosef that Gassin and Ezo mitzvah and Seshah Lord Man Grama Kona Veda Vishluch Akan of Maka with Tzitzis and Shimon Potter the Noshim in Atzitzis Omer Rabbi Shimon Iyat Amod and Lishi mitzvah and Seshah Man Grama Shere Ksus Laila Potter Omer Rabbi Eila Tama the Rabbon and Shim Hoysa Talis Ham Yuchedis Liyom Ula Laila Chayevet. So you see the whole drift of Yishalmi is quite clear as a function of the Ksus. You head us the Yom Valayla, the Kodram makes no sense. And before you're solving against the Rambam. Black on white. Blue on white. Whatever. Against the Rambam. You the before you're solving. Furish. Problem number one. Problem number two. There's a Stira in Rashi. How does Rashi know the Ksus Laila? The Shiva Ksus Laila? Shema is Kasa Boba Laila, the Potter means in this world. Oh, the Rambam Shita. Mishum Ksus Laila is a bit of a bite to dig a pshat in our Gemara, but Mishum Ksus Laila means you're going to what? What are you going to do? You're going to take your day garment and wear it at night? That's Rashi says over here. That's Rashi over here. But Rashi in the Sechta Shabbos, in Chof Hamid Beis, says the other way. So I saw they caught an answer from the Mishkan of Yaakov. Interesting answer. Others say the same Torah. The Rav also said it on his own a little bit, same Torah. It depends on the Gemara Shaila, which it's found in the Malach from an Aleph, which you already had reference to once before. Whether it's Chovas Gavra or Chovas Talis. The Yishabi learns is going and happens to be going to Mandana Chovas Talis. So Chovas Talis, all right? Depends on the Chepta. Makes sense? But since we pass in Chovas Gavra, that Mishkan of Yankov, Chovas Gavra, does it depend upon day or night? The Rambam is right. The Rambam is right. That's why it's Zman Grover. That's what Laila's Matzah. Depends upon day or night. La Maisa. Right. Yeah. In a Chanani. The kufs are chai, but only take kufs which if you would ever wear, would be you'd wear by day, not by night. Your square pajamas in the course of your puzzle. That's very good. It depends on the Chepta Gavra. It's a classic Chepta Gavra. Right? Classic. Chovas Talis is Chepta. It depends on Ksus Yom and Ksus Laila. But we pass the Chovas Gavra to depend upon Yom or Laila per se. That's the Mishkan of Yaakov, the Simchah Gimel, gives us, I think the Karen Ara quotes from his older brother as well, and I'll doubt. That's what the Grah in Sif Yud Ches of Cotton Aleph asked the cast against Rashi's Steer and Rashi. And there the domestic Eliezer gets the same terror. That there is going to call the Talis. Maybe the Raya Beishamai Poitrim, doesn't say Beishamai Oistrim. And here Rashi explains the Halach of the Maitre, Chovas Gavra. And he explains the Rashi the same way. So this is a Machlok. The Ran has the biggest Chiddush. You only chayav ksus yom bayom. The Ran and Kiddush. You're both right. You're right. You're right. You're also right. There's a p'tur of ksus laila and there's a p'tur of laila. Both p'tur of exist. The Karen Orla is trying to rashi that way. That's trying to rashi. The steer and rashi. No steer and rashi. Look around. Both p'tur of exist. Then the sech, the Shabbos of the Karen Orla. He says ksus hamiyuchu the laila's potter. That's the reality. But over here, Zok said, oh, good sir. Not Miss Stabber to make a Xera Otu Ksus Laila. The guy's in the Kai Mrs. Dorais, Mrs. Ksus Dorais, and therefore it's Esther Holosei. What are you worried about? A Xera Otu with different garments? Huh? I know. But the Rashi, but, I know. If you look at the Karanah, he tries to fudge it over a little bit. But he said, over here, in this particular instance, it's more Miss Stabber to say that the that the Xera is utterly the same Ksuta she's going to wear at night.
I also noticed it's a little bit, you look at the calendar, I don't know whether he tried to gloss that one over. You have a chance, you can look.
Fine. Good. Rabbi, according to Rabbi Natan, there's no Issa Kalayim by night, because it's Chayef. The Pashat's Chayef. That's the Pashat's Chayef Rabbi Natan as we have it. Ksus Laila. Alright? Ksus Laila is, excuse me, Ksus Yom is Chayef Laila. So there's nothing to worry about. You're wearing that garment by night. You have to look sharp, they're also a different garment, it's not so posh. If you look in the Rosh, something very interesting emerges, in Simon Aleph, opening Simon, and this is, please give a look. Simon Aleph. Towards the end of the second column. Hilchos Nira, the Kalayim is all from Rabbi Natan. The Kalayim betitis shori betalas shel ish ben leisha ben biyom ben belayla. Hafil hachi choshe mitzis haseches man grama, kevin the ksus layla potter. Behold? So what does this mean? Kalayim betitis shori betalas ben shel ish ben leisha ben biyom ben belayla. What's it all about? Sounds like he's saying, and I spelled out a little bit earlier, a few lines before, halfway on the first, second column. I forgot the last one, the legamre hitter akosid kalayim betitis, demarishim kalayim klal, basila lov shabalayla. If you had a one-word summary of what he said, what would you use? One word. The Gamre Hitler Akosim Klein Vitsit Nemesh and Klein Cloud. One of those words. Huh? One of those words is what I'm looking for, with a different, somewhat different conjugation. What? Hutra, exactly. Hutra. Klein Vitsit is Hutra, which I made a time sound like you say. And later on, just to prove the point, the Ode, the Talon Shayom Nami, Himnistic Balayla Shari, Lomachai Vatayo. Now, last point to go against everything he said until now. The Rush points out right away. Nearly, the Hani Trace Shinuya Sastri Hardardi. The Shinuya Kama Mishapit Bulala Tsusyom Chayav Lavarach Midlom Mashkach Dami Mitzvahization Mangrava and Rishim Ksus Laila spoke. Mashkach Tsusyom Chayav at Balaila. Uli Idach Shinuya Mashkach Tsusyom Ain Lavarachan al Balaila. Vidukama Shinistic Balaila Loma Chayav at Haknala Yom. Vishiba Ashkenaz Neom Kippurim Mishamashkim and Shliach Sibur. This Ateis betalas shall achik lebi potami abrocha, v'shem talas sheula. So the saskalu betalas sheino shalo, and the tzorach levarach olo. Then you release up the Rosh Kishinu Yakama. Kiech edu ksus laila potar afilu b'yom, achanam ksus yom p'chayim afilu b'layla. And the Ritzvah says that in Leil Yom HaKippurim, they put on the talas after dark, they made a brocha. We put on our talas Yom Kippur b'fai kol nidri before it gets dark. But the Ritzvah put it on at night, they made a brocha. Why not? So what's happening over here in this Rabbeinu Tam? So the Rav, Zichron Levracha, in his Sefer, which is somewhere, what I had in here. Here it is. You can look it up. It's the same piece we quoted quite a while ago. It's the same Yisod, actually. This can be found on page Reish Yud Beis through Reish Yud Dalet. This is the following Yisod. Here's a Diyuk from the Lashon of Tyson Kiddushin Lamadal. I'm not going to read you now. A Diyuk. A really Yisod that we said before for the Mishnah of Yaakov is correct. There's a connection between Chovas Gavra and Chovas Talis on the one hand, and whether it's a Ptur of the Yom Valayla or Ptur of the Yom Ksus Valayla on the other hand. That's the Yisod. That was the way that we never know from earlier Gedolim who said that Yisod. Well, they don't say quote the Tyson Kiddushin. They say it's similar Yisod. But he goes further than that. The Rav said that according to Rabbi Natan, Ksus Yom is Chayav Balayla only because of the Chovas Talis Shabbos. Remember we mentioned earlier last week that the Rav held that chovim, we don't pass the chovim talus in the drawer. But once you put it on, it could be a chovim talus also. Then you have to have the talus cut in the Pesachim Moshe. That's not big enough that it really eats us, but it's on your back. There's a chovim talus. First talus, even at footnote 4, the neighbor of the Rosh quoted a minute to make a bracha on Yom Kippur by night, he made a bracha about mitzvot, on the side of mitzvot, with that same stickle Torah before the talus cut. That's a little bit hard to get out of a mocker. It's in a footnote, footnote 4. The male Rav also understand why it's a mitzvot sash as non-grama, or to pella, if the day and night are identical in the chiyuv. So why is it non-grama? Well, they're not identical. Because Chovas Gavra is only by day. At night, I mean, at times, says Susyom Balal is Chayev only B'Torah's Chovas Talas. And therefore, Abosai, if it's only Chovas Talas, you cannot apply the principle of Asay Dochalos Asay. Doesn't work. At night, doesn't work. Because it's only Chovas Talas. I think most of the Farish, I think, the Mefurish Gemara. Black and white, Mefurish Gemara. You love this whole Sugya, the famous Sugya. This is the paradigm. So I said, yeah, it's three dinim. Because they have two dinim. There's a din of Dukhuya. They have the Chovas Gavra by day, I say Dochalos, I say. But from the fact that the Rabbi Thomas Machadish, you can wear it at night as well, indicates that it's three to din. The three to din is Hutra. Hutra. That's Matik Kilayim, but it's even by Pesach Chovas Talas, even by Laila, it's Susyo, even by Talas Sheula, he goes into, even by Noshim, it's a whole. The kitzah, it's both, it's hutra and kli, it's both. They both didn't exist. There's much more to be said in other types than Yavamis and Ksubis and even here a little bit. We can't go into that completely. This is how Rav Soloveitchik learned Pshat in Rabbi Natan. I got the impression from looking at a sefer, they held there's only one sheet that was Rabbi Natan. The Rosh is the first, there's two different sheets. I think the Rav tried to make Marvin Shalom, there's only one version of Rabbi Natan. That's how I understood it. I understood what the Rav wrote over here. So I understood it. Yeah. Just look at the small print over here. One is, it's a question of two strings, four strings. If you have a chance to look, it's a lengthy discussion. It's a lengthy discussion. Yeah. It could be, you know, as far as Esther Halosa say, do you need a chiyuv or not have a chiyuv? For example, by Noshim. Assuming they have no chiyuv but they have a chiyuv. Would you say to the locha? Does the locha also say? What do you think? Wouldn't you have a chiyuv? No? Huh? That just means that you don't need it. It's actually a kaim shem. So some will say, if it's no chiyuv, it's by definition actually a kaim shem. Right. Could be. Could be. Because the Karen already asked the Kasha, if it's only a Rishus, how they might have Kilayim. Maybe you could ask it's enough to have a Kiyim. Maybe Talashula is also a discussion which comes in over here. We'll catch Talashula a little bit later. But I wanted to say a good svara I thought which will answer a kasha. I'll tell you what my kasha is. We mentioned this already last week. The Mechaber in the very end of Simon Ches says if someone goes to sleep with his talus on, sleeps all night with his talus cut. Sleeps all night with his talus cut on, so a new bracha is made. The tour, at the end of Simon Ches writes, how Yerushin b'talisa b'layla ain't tzarech levarech olav b'boker. Why does the Mechaber go against the tour? Doesn't happen every, all the time. Because he quotes the Tshuva Tarash. A Tshuva Tarash says basically one of Mem Gimel and Aleph, that since we pass in Laila Lav Zman Tzitzis, Yesh Tavarech Maboker Afam Imlo Yipshat Haliso. End quote of the Rosh. Zok Peis Yarsin. Mashma de Tzvile. The Afa gab the Ksusa Meyuchad Liyom Chayav Vetzitzis Umavochan Olav even at night. Came in the Laila Lav Zman Tzitzis Sherei Gorim Liftor Ksusa Meyuchad Liyala I feel in love shall be yom, I be hepsik, ben yom, the yom, the torah lach, the vorach. A quarter base yom. Quarter base yom. What are you talking about? If the line is the same as yom, the yerachayim is exactly the same way. So what do you mean to hepsik? So the rabbis of Mahalach, we can suggest, this is so, that enachinami, you could be chayiv and sitters at night, but you only chayiv at torah's kovas talas, kovas mana, not for torah's kovas gavra. But that's enough to be mafsik leilos miyamim with respect to the Chovas Gavra, and therefore to warrant a new bracha by day. That's why I wanted to suggest the possibility, chat in the Mechaber, it's the biggest fear is in the Rosh, because the Rosh passes here behechlet, kidei rishona, that yom kusus yom eskaya v'layla. The feirish, no antes a but. It's the same Rosh as the one that said if you sleep all night in your towel, you're going to make a new bracha, because I allow my sinners to have. You're a gluya. That's the answer you have to give. The Mechaber is also a shtickle stick. The Mechaber and Simeon Ches is not Machriya which way. It's not Machriya which way. I saw, I have my notes left, but I don't have to say it to you, from Rav Sternbuch, has a thing called Hilchos HaGro. Apparently he says something similar, that although you, Yom and Lala are essentially the same, you chayv and that is by day, but by night it's Eino Tzorach L'chazer Achro. In one mouth, the Malach is going to give you pets for Idris Ritzka if you don't wear a tippet and you don't wear a four-corner garment, that's only by day, not by night. I've quoted my notes from Rav Sternberg. But that begs the question, why should I be? It's Sukkah Mosai Valayla, why shouldn't you be Machazer Acho? With the Rabbi Sotis Mitznicha, there's no Chovas Gavra, no Chovas Gavra, you don't have to be Machazer Acho. But that's the case. So they always tell you, I don't want to sit at the night. The guy says, shake it. You sit at night, I'll shake it. One of the Rav Sturmer is not a shake it at all. He's a man in the day of the Charedi. He's not a father of Sturmer's son. And I'm a chil d'chad, rachas, he says, Balayla. And I tell you, he took a shower, I don't want to put a bar, poshati is kutanti, I took off my father's cotton, I'm not going to put it back on again. Echoch el b'shena. So all right, I thought it was the memeshkot. But the way we're saying now, it comes out that night is perhaps significantly different than by day, even according to the Rosh. And maybe there's grounds for not putting it back on again. I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it, but maybe. Okay. In Simon Yud Ches Sif Gimel, the Mechaber Paskin is an important thing, that you make a, when do you make a bracha on it? Again, in Sif Aleph Paskin, he wasn't sure. Is the Rosh right? Is the Rambam right? Didn't take a stand. Open up, see if you have a Mishnah Berurah, right? A regular Shulchan Aruch, open up. Yud Ches. Mechaber says, Laila is my titusu. The Rambam, call my shalomish, the Laila potter, after the Mechaber Yom, my shalomish be Yom, chayra, after the Mechaber Yom, la rosh, to the Mechaber Laila, potter, after the Mechaber Yom, to the Mechaber Yom, all the Laila, all the Laila, chayra, after the Mechaber Yom, doesn't take a stand. The Ramah, sofek, brofas, lahokil. Don't make a bracha shilulov shabayom, but meyuchad gam kim leyom. Fine, to be passed in the halach. Siv gimel, meimah say mevarach al atitzis mishbishachah mishiyakir ben chela shiva lelova shiva. Who said so? The Rambam. The Rambam says not true. From love shom elos hashachah ve'elach yesh omrim de mevarach ala v'chei noagin. That's it. Who said so? So the Gra calls the Malka, the Beis Yosef calls the Malka from the Mordechai, Mesef the Megillah. How did Mordechai explain? Interesting explanation. I'm going to say, Ipcha Mesaba. The Mordechai says, it's not a function of Yom V'layla. But rather, it's a function of Re'isa and also, the Re'i Italian Ilfa.
So the Gemara says backwards. The Gemara says what? The Gemara says, Adraba, Mishavuk Lehefer, Risa Moses, Mishayakim, and Chelas Lavan. Adraba. Backwards. And the whole din of Tfilin Mishayakim, which is found in Mem Gimelam Advaisim, except the Menachas, as well as in Brachas, comes from Risa Moses Chartek. You know, Rei Mitzazuz, Chomet Vacheret, not Krishma. It doesn't say about Tfilin, I presume it's Tfilin with Krishma together, but the whole source is of Ktitis. Because it's implicit in the Gemara Mem Gimel that the Mishayakim which applies to Tfilin in the Mefurash Gemara and Krishna Mefurash Gemara should certainly apply to Tzitzis itself. So the Gra is a big Machaba fan, so the Ramah simply made a mistake. The Ramah is wrong. No Psharas. The Ramah is wrong. As I stated in Gras of Kodne, the Ramah is incorrect. Made a mistake. Wrong. Adrabi says, if it would depend upon Yom Malayla, so then you'd start the Lot of Shaka. But depends upon Riyas, so Riyas Ach Mishayakir. Riyas Mishayakir. So the Mogan Avram, Sifkot Dalit is, the Nirali, the Wadin, the Arab, I said to Kachovit. Church is the Ramah's Mekil, to make a bracha from Allah Sashakar, so too you can make a bracha from Tiltes to Kachovit, Ben Ashmash. Frek Rabbi Kivega, wait a sec. From Allah Sashakar until Nay, it is what? Rabbi, what is it? Yom. But from Spain, from Shkia till Tate, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, and from Rabbi Kivega, who cares? Doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't have to do with Yom Laila. It's all a matter of Riyah, what you see, when you see. When you see. I, the Gra is the Kasha, about Sittis and Tfilin and Krishna. I the following terrorist I wanted to suggest. What is Mishayakim? If you look in the Ramban of the Brachas, Mishayakir is Man Kima. People start getting up, Mishayakim and Chelos, Mishayakim and Chelos Lovin, Mishayakim and Chavero, etc. Man Kima. Man Kima Rabot is relevant to Krishna, for sure, to Kumecha. And Man Krishna is also relevant to Tfilin. It's no longer a chashash of, Shena. So there's no chashash Shena because it's Man Kima already. So that's why it's relevant. But in Hilchus Tzitzis, why should Mishayakir, which is a Zman Kima, be relevant to the Zman of Tzitzis, should be completely irrelevant? Ah, you'll ask me, Uri'isim also. You'll ask me, Uri'isim also. Oh. Mishayakir is Mishayakir ben Tchelis, the Lavan, from 4 hours away. Well, your friend, you don't even know too well 4 hours away. Uri'isim also. You ever see people do Uri'isim also? We'll get to that later. They put it like right over here, over their eyes. The tiniest bit of light should be enough for that. That could be the answer. So, Urisim also called to the Ramon and Mordechai, the tiniest bit of light. What does the word Alos HaShachar mean? The word Alos HaShachar means Shachar. It means a teeny, teeny, teeny bit of light. Teeny enough, but it's enough that you'll be able to see it sitting right in front of your eyes. That could be the answer to Ramon's Shita and the answer to the Kashas of the Vilna Gaon. So that's the thought. I, the Rambam, in fact, that Mishayakir with respect to Tzitzis. It's interesting. The Rambam omitted Mishayakir Nechal Krishma. Left it out. The Rambam holds up to a different sheet. That Mishayakir is a new gather in Yom Valayla. You may have saw this in the Bira and the Mordechai. The Mordechai Benet, Anthony Shagatar Kash. The Rambam says, for some reason, whatever it's based upon, from Alos until Mishayaka, they gave it at the end of night. Chazal gave it at the end of night with respect to Tefillin. They gave it at the end of night with respect to Tzitzis too. They gave it at the end of night. Like Krishna, I don't think the Rambam overquotes Mishayaka. You need Nate, it's the Tzitzis, but the Evans enough to Alos. So that's what I thought answered the very sheet of the Rambam. Rambam was sheet also, and the Ramah, it also can be explained. What is Mishayaka in real life? So the Prima Gaudim, and the Blue Book is going to sum up all the sheets. I'll give you the Kitta Nimrus. The Blue Book quotes the Prima Gaudim in Siman Nunches 6 minutes after Alos HaShachar. Some say 12 minutes. Some say 28 minutes after Alos, which is 90 minutes before, instead of 72 before. So it ends up with how many sheets so far? You'd have 66 minutes before Nate, 62 minutes before Nate, or 60 minutes before night.
Minig Yerushalayim is the Kapachayim is 1 hour before night. Some of them are machmas. They say 52 minutes. Some are scientific. It depends upon the angle of the sun. 11.5 degrees beneath the horizon, which is 50 minutes. Some say 12, which would be 52 or whatever it means. Some say 40 minutes. It's all in the blue book. Rav Moshe says 35 minutes. No. So what do you do? I would tell the Maisa we should be machmas at least for the shita of 50 minutes. 11.5, the scientific shita. B'shas HaTzchak. If you make them until 60 minutes, I would say. In Eretz Yisrael, meaning Yerushalayim, what's 60 minutes translated into New York? If you go to the angles, it's about 66 minutes. You do the math. And I was going home to the city yesterday, last week, that are those hours. I don't know. We couldn't say anything. We could get about an hour before night, we started seeing a little light. Without driving a car, I couldn't see too well because of sleeping. But that's what it's around an hour and a little bit more. One final clue in the sugya is Sadinin. The Mordechai Erev Simet Tov Kuf Ramalov says that a Sadin is potter, even according to the Rambam, because it's not Derech Levisha. The Mechala quotes in Siv Beit, it's not Derech Levisha. But Tosis, end of the Dibur Matzah Tcheles, here in Al Menachas, disagrees. There's no distinction between Hatzah and Levisha. It says she would be chayav according to that Rambam Zekashita. So the Magen Avraham says we should round off a corner of the sheet. So the Mishnah Berurah is Megil, it's at Kodem Ches, by Shar Minim. If you had a woolen sheet or a linen sheet, is it a linen sheet these days? In a fancy hotel maybe. But anyone here own a linen sheet? If you do, round it off. But if we don't, so is the Mishnah Berurah is Megil. Why is it Megil? Because the Prima Gadda. Well, it's not the Prima Gadda. Interesting Achron in Sack. The Prima Gadda over here says, on this Magen Avraham, it's Kodem Gimel. In the following language, this is a quotation. Kama posts himself in his Shema de Rabbana. That's Katan de Rabbana. He gets sex fake. Shema Pturi Minat Torah. Vishema Halacha Ksusam Yukadu Laila Pata Biyom. So the Raisik level is sex fake. The Kol Shesh Shneit Sveikus Minat Torah. Av Shesh Bid Rabbana Maksafik Echad. Shapir Dhamma. Look at your day, Kupiyus. Sex fake at the Raisik, the Safik de Rabbana. And this is basically his make up to move for Katan Sheet to round it off. Interesting, it's interesting. Din is interesting. Chal in general terms. Rabbi said tomorrow, Mit Hashem, we're going to start Mem Aleph from an Aleph Talis Kfula. I was going to skip it. I thought it never ever happened. But I got a Shaila Halacha Lemaisa yesterday or the day before from Bnei Brit, but it was Mamish making a Talis Kfula. I just thought we have this Mamish Lemaisa. I hope to have the actual specimen here by tomorrow for Shabbos.